The humanitarian situation in the Lake Chad Basin, which is a part of the overall Sahel, is characterized by having humanitarian need, and this is endemic and it's on an annual basis. It has now been desperately exacerbated by the vicious attacks by Boko Haram, which has had a major effect on the populations in northeast Nigeria, in Cameroon, in Chad and in Niger. Countries which are economically perhaps very variable, but nonetheless finding it difficult, according to that region, to resist that. But it is staggering that the people who have the least are also showing the most resilience. But the attacks upon their ability to cope have now reached such proportions that if the international community doesn't step up, take notice, and really support the humanitarian needs of the people in the Lake Chad Basin region, then this will move from being purely a regional catastrophe to something much wider. We do not want that to happen.
So what has the UN been able to do so far, and what are some of the challenges it has encountered on the ground?
Well, the UN and its agencies and many international and national NGOs are all working very hard. The funding is in the region of the 40%, and we are now in September for the 2015 appeals in all four countries. So we're a long way behind where we need to be in terms of marshalling the resources. But most importantly, it's what those resources buy. They buy life-saving, they buy protection of civilians, they buy the ability for people to have hope, which at the moment, with people having to rush across the border, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of people, total displacement of 1.4 million people in countries where they have very little resilience and that the host communities are being so generous. But it's using up all their resilience to be able to sow the seeds for next year, to have the capacity to repel the attacks when Boko Haram seeks to send forth its terrible violence out from its heartland. And so we need to recognize that together, and very much backing the countries of the region's strategy to look at the security and the humanitarian needs as a holistic approach, quite right to do that, we need to make sure the international community gives them the added capacity to be sufficient to the challenge.
The member states have just adopted the Sustainable Development Goals, a new development program. Can such an initiative have a direct impact on the ground?
Well, I believe it can. It is a very remarkable thing for the world to come together and to, by a vote, decide unanimously we must go for these global goals, the Sustainable Development Goals. And they will have an effect because they really do put a clear expectation, a sense of real rallying of the world's political and financial intent behind getting social justice, getting peace, getting the food and the water, the sanitation, the education, the medical into the communities where there is most need, where they are most vulnerable. After all, these are all our fellow human beings, men and women, boys and girls. It is up to us to find ways of making sure that they have at least as much hope for a better life in the future as each and every one of us might expect for ourselves. And it is simply unacceptable that we let any crisis in the world go either forgotten or unnoticed.